Hey, Bay Area, good morning.
Coffee, please.
Wake up with Sarah and Vinny.
This is amazing!
Ah! Every morning on Alice.
97.3. Bad advice, a segment we normally just do from, say, 7 to 7.30. We have one more.
Okay.
This is the one I kind of wanted to get to. Although they've all been good today. It's been fun.
It's funny. We went back and forth the whole break about the grocery store situation.
I know. It's crazy. I can't. Please, lady who wrote that in, tell us what happens. What do you decide to do? Do it. What happened? Tell us everything. I love hearing what happens. It's like not getting to hear the end, you know? Don't leave us hanging. All right. Bad advice, 973@gmail.com. Anytime you've got any kind of problem, this is an interesting one. And sometimes I feel like I'm getting tricked into saying dirty words.
Oh boy.
And talking about sex. And this is one of those times. I think I might be. This is from, let's call him P.
Okay.
That's the first letter of his name. Hey, Sarah. Am I a terrible person? I'm living with a horrible secret that I don't know what to do with. A few weeks ago, I went out to an art and wine festival, had a few too many drinks. As I went to dinner with my fiance and her friends, we decided to partake in a few party favors.
What does that mean?
That usually means cocaine. Like coke. But it doesn't really sound like that's what he's talking about.
Could be Molly.
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay. They were going
could be,
where?
Yeah. What?
Where were they going?
They went to dinner after went to the art and wine festival, have a few too many drinks. Then they go out to dinner with his fiance and her friends. And it says here they decided to partake in a few party favors. So it could be like a Molly or a
MDA.
Coke.
It could be coke, though. I wouldn't be like super horny afterward. I'd be like just too busy talking to you about stuff. Mm. But when people take ecstasy, like it can be on. Like, oh, yeah.
I've never done that. I don't know that.
Well, I haven't done it either, but I hear. That's the review of it.
All of those will work to get you excited.
Anyway, my fiance, this is back to this guy.
Yeah.
My fiance's best friend started rubbing my leg under the table, and I knew it was trouble. We all went back to my house, and I soon realized that my fiance and her friend were initiating a threesome. Think of everything that could be done beyond the full-on deed. Australia.
Yeah.
This is
happening.
Just to be clear, because I'm not. Two dudes, one lady.
No. This is one dude, two ladies.
Okay.
Yes. His fiance and her best friend.
Okay.
So the guy is writing, two girls.
Got it.
And he goes on to try to make me say dirty words. Me doing my fiance while she is okay. All right, there's a whole thing. The only rule was
they have a glorious three-way.
They have a glorious three-way.
Okay.
All the stuff is getting done except for one thing.
Is it where they sit?
No,
that's what I thought.
I don't
too.
Even know if that. No sex with a friend.
Oh,
The fiance has laid down the one rule is you cannot bang my best friend.
Okay.
Okay.
But you can do all of the other stuff.
All right.
That you want to.
This is before their fiance, so they're not even married
yet.
No,
they're not married. They're together. They're having a glorious three-way.
All right. Fun.
And the one rule was you cannot bone my best friend.
Okay.
And then the fiance passes out.
The guy.
No.
No, the girl.
The girl.
Oh,
the
no.
woman passes out. And while trying to behave, I'm reading now. P says.
Oh!
Sorry. What are you going to do?
It's a very popular name. Who knows?
It is. There's a lot of them out there.
Yeah.
While trying to behave, her friend started massaging me, both of us naked, and she whispers, I have a condom. And we go to the other room and have sex all night long. Now I feel so guilty and I have no idea what to do. I see this chick frequently. My girl has no idea. Please help. I feel so guilty.
So this is from the guy who has the fiance and okay.
Then the fiance falls asleep.
His fiance falls asleep.
The one rule is don't bang her.
Oh man.
Put it in the vault, dude. Just put it in the vault. It happened. You're not going to make anybody happy by telling that. That's.
I hate to say it. I agree with you.
Oh, man.
I think sometimes
you gotta put it
when
in the
you admit something, it clears your conscience
yep.
and dumps this thing on somebody else. And now mm-hmm. they look at you in a completely different light.
I mean, if they were still doing it, you know, that's a problem. But
yeah, if you're
this
still
sounds like
doing
a wild
it,
night of, yeah. you know, things, you know, it wasn't that a crazy night.
Oh, man. Oh,
I hate
man.
To advise someone that, but I think you're both right in that it this situation went too far, but it should.
You guys were all messed up. It was a,
yeah,
like a continuation
drugs and
of the
alcohol involved. It wasn't a normal thing that you would have gone for. She certainly tempted you into it, but you should have said no, and you didn't. I'm surprised, actually, that at that point, after having already done a glorious three-way,
they're young people.
Okay,
sure.
I would
has
be like,
to be.
What are you nuts?
Like, yeah, I'm all set.
I'm
thanks.
Good. I already did that tonight.
Yeah.
I have a condom.
Oh.
Okay, Bob, I see you over there cringing and crying.
Oh.
Are you going to say he should go to his fiance and tattle on the
Before
best friend?
Before you answer this, here's why I think here's the only reason I think you should tell your fiance. If you think that best friend might tell the fiance. You need to be the one who tells. That's the only scenario
oh, man,
I can see.
This is horrible.
So let me ask you this. Okay, so this is just a question. You tell me what you think.
Okay.
So you're the guy in the scenario and you have absolutely broken the one GD rule your fiance gave you was don't breach the hull over here. And then you went and did that. And now you're sitting there and you say to yourself, let me go get the best friend to swear on her mom's life she'll never talk. And is that wrong too?
That is wrong too because oh. you're going to wind up banging her again. So, because you have no self-control.
Well,
you
no,
loser.
It's never the crime. It's the cover up. So
yes.
Deciding to go to the best
yes.
friend and make a pact, that takes it to a whole new level.
But I agree.
This is,
you're
okay.
just digging a deeper
but
grave.
But hold on. Let me just ask you. I'm just trying to play devil's advocate, okay? You're talking about this, the fiance who's been cheated on now. You're talking about her best friend and her fiance, the two closest people to her that care most about her. They can't make a pact to never talk.
They can, but it's gonna that is gonna blow up in their faces. How about this? What about this? What if
I'm gonna throw up? This
he
sucks.
Goes to her and says, I've thought about this, I've turned it upside down, I had my radio show people tell me what to do. I feel like we should go together contritely and say, the other night when you passed out, we have to admit to you, we both, it meant nothing. We're not doing it again. You know, whatever you got to say. I mean, clearly this is a it's.
No.
I think he should tell her. Mm-hmm.
She'll never unsee that. She'll never not think that for the.
But they already did so much
up
together.
The relationship with her best friend.
I know. I actually don't think so. If the best friend, if they already consented to doing the,
that's what
the
I'm saying.
Three
go
way, she was into it. They had a great time. Then she fell asleep. Finding out later that they hooked up, I think is worse. I think if he comes to her, you know, crying and like, it went too far. I'm so sorry. I had a great time. But like, we never have to do this again. This was my first experience in this. Like, I totally messed up. I don't know. I think being honest is better.
There's an expression, forgiven but not forgotten. And she might forgive him, but it will never be forgotten. And it's going to be uncomfortable with the best friend. And it's not worth it.
But the best friend wanted to have sex with him. That was her plan all along.
I feel like the only way to save all the relationships in the triangle
is to lie forever.
Yeah.
Well, that is one way. But I'm telling you, it's going to get found out. The drunken best friend is going to say, yeah, I boned your now husband. That's going to, you just don't want that to happen. I think the two of them need to go to her and say, it was a crazy night. We're here to apologize to you. We did this thing.
Okay. Well, hold on though. Let me just ask you this. So now you're in front of the fiance.
Yes.
The best friend and the husband-to-be
yes.
are in front of the fiance.
Yes.
do you come up with a milder story of what happened? Or
yes,
do you go in with, well, the whole rest of the night?
No, no, in you fact, definitely do a mild story.
We only broke it off because we heard you rustle in the other room with your morning in bed bowl of cereal. Like, whatever it is, the thing that, like, so you don't tell the truth is what you're saying.
You, I think you tell a milder version.
You don't even, you don't give a blow by
what
by
if
blow.
She says,
you
say, tell me.
Then you tell her.
Exactly.
You're already too far down
what
the road.
Happened.
Oh, okay. Maybe you do need to go to the best friend and be like, I'm feeling guilty. I'm thinking about telling her. What do you think about that? And maybe she'll be like, no, no, let's put it in the vault. And then you can be like, okay, we'll put it in the vault.
You want some listener feedback?
Yes, the effing vault is not where you put it. I don't know, man.
Here's one blaming the victim. It's the fiancé's fault. She agreed to do this, and what the hell did she think would happen? Although his relationship is doomed because he has to tell her, ugh.
Yeah.
She didn't take enough. That's what happened. Ian should have re-upped
her. If she waits, if he does not tell this woman, the friend is going to eventually.
Why do you think that?
Why would the friend tell her?
Because they're going to be drunk together and she's going to be like, oh, you know, let's hook up for this person or that person.
It's hard to know.
It is hard to know.
What her intentions are.
This is a chick who will do a three-way.
She seduced them into the three-way.
And she did show up with a condom. Well, maybe she just carries one around.
Sure, maybe. Look, this is because there's a third person that is known. He sees her all the time.
That's part of the problem is it's the best friend, which means the best friend will probably be on the stage at the wedding.
Saying, yeah. I gotta tell you guys this one
no,
thing.
I just mean that that's the amount of interaction the fiance, the guy, and the best friend are gonna have. It'll go on forever. Hopefully they can just be like, you know what? That happened one time. We're not gonna do that again. I'm married. You, this is your best friend. We're going to keep our hands off each other forevermore.
I don't like it, man.
What do you mean you don't like it?
I just feel like...
What do you do then?
Somebody gets mad and I go get the purse, get the best friend and say, I stand before you today swearing that more happened than I wanted to and we have agreed we will not do it again. We love you too much. Oh man, this thing is doomed.
It's so doomed. So then
it's not doomed.
The cheating on fiance goes... You're a we now? You two are a we.
You two got together to come tell me. Like, yeah, exactly.
Whoever doesn't tell her first is on the outs. If he says, I boned your best friend, now the best friend who didn't tell her is on the outs. If the best friend says to her, I banged your fiance, now the fiance who didn't come and tell her, you have to tell her because there's this other person that you see all the time involved.
That both people feel sufficiently wrong and will be able to just shut the bleep up.
Maybe. If only we could trust other humans.
415, there isn't saving a relationship in this scenario. Even if they keep it secret, every time they are together, it's going to be bad.
I don't think it was ruined
from the time that the three-way got introduced.
I don't think it's ruined. I don't think every time they see each other, it's going to be something crazy because they did all do stuff together. Like she knows that they've hooked up, you know? So it's not like they were secretly having an affair.
One time.
P.
There was this.
Oh, I'm sorry, P. I'm so sorry.
It's a hard situation. One time there was a friend of my wife's in a spot in the house that I couldn't see her. And I went to the bathroom in an area where she may or may not have seen me go to the bathroom. But I didn't know she was there. And then after the fact.
And we're talking like sit down, hang out for a while.
I went to the bathroom. I thought I was alone. Yeah. I thought I was alone. I was getting ready.
Okay,
I was
going to
go surfing.
Okay.
Gotcha.
So the point is, later I found out she may or may not have seen or heard things happen. Mm-hmm. It's damaging to the friendship. Mm-hmm. I see her and it comes up, or I see, like, it's a whole thing. Like, I don't know how those two will see each other for the rest of their lives without always thinking about the thing.
Yeah.
And this was like, nothing compared to doing each other all night while the fiance is asleep in the other room.
I also really do not trust this. Well, listen, P, you're also not trustworthy. You know that she said you will do this, but you can't do the full on deed.
She gave you a rule.
She gave you a rule, and you went, oh, I'm so horny though. This, I also don't trust this best friend. Like, the only way is to both go. I think the only way is to both go together and just admit it.
415, is the best friend the one he should actually marry? I dump my fiance for her bestie. Happily ever after. Jeez.
Oh, boy.
It's a possibility. You should think about that. Would you rather be with her?
510, the cat's out of the bag. The couple is listening in the car right now. It's over.
No.
Well, I did just say
that. Oh, my God.
Name.
I really hope not. I hope he doesn't listen to this show with her.
I'm sure. There's no way.
I mean, it's such a specific incident that anybody involved in this knows we're talking about it right now.
I feel like, I think the answer is the two of you just shut that forevermore.
I don't trust either one of them to do that. But you know what? You're right.
Well, you
I'm
know,
not right. I don't know no, if I'm
that,
right.
That
just,
would be if we could agree that everyone was going to do it and they actually stuck to it. That is the answer.
And if they don't start something, like if they don't, you know, secretly hook up again and this turns into an affair and it really was just a one-time thing, I guess you're entitled to your secrets.
I would like to say this. I have said this for years and you can back me up here. The three-way is the first step to the end of the relationship.
That's, you know what's so weird is they haven't even gotten married yet and they're already having three ways.
Because
I know that that's like,
and they're gonna have more. I'm sure that this isn't like, oh, let's do this before we get married. No, these are people who are open to that, but she's got this one rule. Like, I feel like this is doomed no matter how you slice
no,
it.
No, it's not doomed.
Okay, tell me why.
Because he's listening and I don't want him to think his life's doomed.
No, your life is doomed. You're with the wrong woman, obviously.
Sorry, Pete.
Sorry, Pete.
Hey, Bay Area, good morning.
Coffee, please.
Wake up with Sarah and Vinny.
This is amazing!
Every morning on Alice.
97.3.